Hello, Lisa and Pete here with a catch-up.
Armidale's Kingsley Primary School had a significant sewage explosion today, so we asked, what shut your school down?
And Eskimo Joe joined us with a very special announcement. Hear it and how you can get involved now.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
The Department of Education has confirmed that Kingsley Primary School in Armidale was not shut down despite conflicting reports after a significant sewage explosion this morning. A witness said there was a hell of a rumble followed by said significant explosion, which sent sewage pouring up walls in the undercover area, over grass, and of course, in the toilets. Now, we've seen a few pictures online with a broom mopping up and
wellies.
It weren't pretty. Oh, three pairs of wellies.
Can you imagine being the kid who has to like go home and tell your parents why your school got shut down and you got sent home?
Trying to imagine you going home and telling the story.
My parents wouldn't believe me. I'd be like, because the toilet exploded.
Ever.
The toilet exploded. There was poop everywhere. Yeah. Sure, there was,
yeah,
Pete.
Sure, Pete.
Sure, there was.
But it begged the question: what shut your school down?
13353, Michelle in Bicton. Hi.
Hello, Michelle.
Oh, hi.
Why did the school get shut down?
Well, Bicton Primary got shut down about 2005. There was a tornado that came ripping up through Quarantine Park and down through the Bicton area and hit the school.
Well, it's on that point, isn't it, sort of Bicton? So I can imagine that's where it would whip up a tornado when there's going to be one. And
the trees were amazing. Quarantine Park had just uplifted, uprooted these trees and put them on their side.
I remember that. I remember seeing pictures of those. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was quite funny because I had two children and one was in year one and the other one was in kindy, and the kindy child was sick, and so Dad took their year one to school, and about 10 minutes later he came back and I said, what's going on? And he said, the school's shut down. And I said, why? And apparently various things happened, but one of them was there was a transportable unit in the playground,
mm-hmm.
and it got lifted up and thrown onto the oval, complete with the piano that was in the
school. Wow.
That must have made a hell of a sound.
It's so hard to move a piano.
The teacher wasn't that happy.
No, but isn't it lucky that it happened before the kids got to school?
Yeah, because that could have been...
You what, it was incredible because it happened at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And the cleaner was due to be in the music room at that time, but she was late that day. So we were so grateful.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Thanks,
very
Michelle.
Grateful. See you, Michelle.
See you, Michelle. We got Jess in Rockingham on 1333 53. What shut your school down?
Well, when I was going to primary school, we had a burst fire hydrant out the front of the school, and it flooded the whole school.
Oh.
And it was still one of my favourite days I can remember at school because we were all dancing under it, and the teachers were just going absolutely nuts and ended up closing down the school because they couldn't control it.
Wow. A burst fire hydrant with water to dance in, that's up there with dog in the school, isn't it?
The Eskimo Joe boys join us in studio right now, and you're going to hear that song, Black Fingernails, Red Wine, along with so many of their other hits, live with WASO, the Western Australian Symphony Orchestra, next February 2018. But tickets are on sale next Monday at the Perth Concert Hall. This is going to be just incredible, guys.
Yeah, look, it's kind of the stars have aligned. Well, I say that, but it's been the result of about 18 months of pretty intense work on our managers.
What an honour. We didn't really know where we were going to perform, but I'm actually really happy we're at the Perth Concert Hall because I think that's an amazing venue.
I think it has the best acoustics in the country, the Perth Concert Hall.
Actually,
I really do.
I think it's won that title.
Hey,
there you go. Yes.
But, yeah, we, you know, obviously we're really proud of the work that we've done over the years, and it's our 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, guys. You can drink in America.
Yeah, so... So we're going to, finally. Just to be able to celebrate the songs and honour them in such an amazing way is going to be amazing.
We're pretty parochial in Perth. And you guys, I mean, now that it's 21 years, you were one of the first bands that were able to say, we're from Frio, we're from Perth, we don't have to pretend we're from Sydney or anything. And now, and helping put West Australian music on the map, which has really gone nuts in the last 20 years. And now celebrating that with Wasso at our great concert hall. It ticks every box.
Doing a 21st thing, obviously you're doing a greatest hit set for the Wasso thing. It's given us a lot of chance to reflect on everything over the years. And generally when you're in the middle of a record, you just care about that record. But this is a point where we actually get to look back on everything and go, oh, wow, cool, imagine that. And then we get to also rediscover those songs through other people's, you know, ears, arranging these. You know, I think what will happen is me and Stu and Joel will be up there and we'll be trying to be really serious, musicians. You know how when you see photos of musicians and they're always serious?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to be able to do that on stage. I think we're all going to have massive grins on our face from ear to ear with this orchestra behind us.
It's your 21st. Your mum's bringing out any embarrassing photos, you know, in the bathtub in the backyard.
I was thinking about that. You know, it would probably only be funny to us, but it would
be funny to me.
It just seems like a perfect moment for, you know, the classic tragic 21st speech.
Yeah. You know, I love the juxtaposition of it, you know.
I vote your dad to do the 21st speech.
Oh, that's just too close to reality to come off because he would be embarrassing.
Well, the great thing is this is
a man that once rocked up to pick me up from the airport in knee-high yak fur UGG boots. pink bike shorts, a bum bag, and a huge oversized black shirt that said "Shut up and fish."
He sounds like he's been to a rave. But this is great because it's a perfect setting for it. Because you're in front of an orchestra, you've got percussion, so there's somebody who can just do the boom boom ch whenever he jumps.
When Eskimo Joe first started, me and Stu had been jamming at cafes and stuff around Fremantle. I believe our original band name was Bumblebees.
That's
what we called ourselves. Yep. And we kind of saw a way to play some shows, so we entered the campus band competition and ended up winning it. And so when we started our first gigs, we only actually had about 3 or 4 songs, and we'd get asked to play these sets because we just won this competition. Mm. And we'd always ring in and say, do you mind if we only play for 15 minutes because we didn't have enough songs? So a lot of it was a stand-up comedy routine between me and Stu. So I think really now it's time to bring the boom, boom.
Celebrate it, absolutely.
Well, this is going to be great. You know, clearly we love the banter between you guys anyway. So stage presence and just having a laugh up there is brilliant. But I mean, your music is incredible as well. So accompany that with Wasso. It's going to be a must-see night at the Perth Concert Hall, Friday the 23rd of February next year. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. Monday. A pleasure, guys. Always great having you in town and having you in the studio. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Lise, Mila's been unwell the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
And she's still
got
a
temperature.
High temperatures, and she's still got a really chesty cough, okay?
Aww,
rosy red cheeks and everything. And
yeah.
I just need you to remember that for the end of all of this story. And
all right, what happened?
So this morning, over the past sort of, about 10 months, we have been trying to get to the bottom of Mila's allergies. She's allergic to dairy. She's allergic to...
She's had many of those tests where they do the little...
Pinprick tests, right?
Yes.
And those have shown that she's allergic to dairy, she's allergic to nuts, she's allergic to wheat, and she's allergic to eggs.
That's not going to be fun in a big Italian family.
No, it's not.
No.
And it hasn't been fun so far.
Yeah.
Anyway, part of getting through all these allergies is actually doing allergy testing, which we've been doing at Fiona Stanley.
Right.
Okay? And part of the allergy testing is you have to bake muffins, right, with specific ingredients.
I can see what's coming.
No. I bet you can't. You wait, right? Anyway, we've done the dairy one. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, when she had that, she didn't go anaphylactic or anything, but she did have a bit of a reaction. Her cheeks went red. She was scratching a little bit.
Okay.
So that's still there. We'll work through that.
All right.
And at the time that we did the dairy one, Liz also baked the muffins for the egg one.
Yes.
Okay. So we wake up this morning and Liz wanders into the bedroom because Liz has been sick as well. She's sleeping in another room.
Yeah.
And she goes, hun, and this is at 7 o'clock this morning and we've got to be at Fiona Stanley at 8. She goes, hun, you know those muffins that I baked and put in the freezer for the allergy testing today, which is very important for the well-being of our child? I said, yes.
I think I can see where it's going.
Yeah. She goes, where are they? And I said, oh.
You ate them, didn't you?
No, I didn't eat them.
Oh, okay.
I know they said, wow, that's the first place you go, wow.
Yeah, well.
She, yeah, no, you know what? Fair enough. Okay. I didn't eat them.
Okay.
Every now and again, I get in a bit of a funk and I feel like cleaning things.
Oh, no.
And so I went through the freezer at one point maybe 2 weeks ago and I cleaned out the freezer and part of that was the muffins, which I saw, and I threw them out. Yeah. Now, hang on, it gets better.
How many hours do you think Liz has got in her day to be baking muffins?
Well. So, Liz loses her mind, as you can understand.
I can understand.
Right? And she starts running around like a chook without a head. So do I, because I'm getting Mila ready. And she manages to pull off in time, stunning feat.
Get out of here.
Another set of muffins,
Liz,
right?
You are a superwoman.
She's amazing, okay? Yeah. So we're off to the hospital.
It.
Oh, stop it. Hey, yeah, I do a lot
on.
Of good things
no,
as well.
No, go on. I'll take that back.
We get to Fiona Stanley, yes. Right? We get up there. And they show us into the room and everything. We've got the muffins there. That's all good. That's great. And Mila's still coughing, right? It's a bit of a wet cough, bit of mucus going on. Yeah. Anyway, I took one look at Liz and I could see the tiredness in her eyes and I'm the same. And I'm like, you know, soy cap? She's like, yeah. So I went down to get a soy cappuccino and a double espresso. As I come back, I walk into the room. And as I'm walking into the room, I overhear the nurse go, "She's too unwell. We can't do this today." Yeah.
Right.
So after all of that.
That had better been one hell of a soy cap. It had better come with a diamond ring on top.
She's already got a diamond ring. Thank you very much.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.